USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. This year, Christmas is one of 2 days that Walmart, the world's largest retailer, closes all of its U.S. stores. The majority of the nation's retailers also close for the holiday, including Target, Macy's, Kohl's, Home Depot, and more. There are a few exceptions. Most Walgreens and CVS locations will be open. A CNN correspondent said that Joe Biden seemed confused in his ABC News interview earlier this week.
President Biden seems confused and was confusing the half-billion tests that they've ordered with the half-billion pills. Of course, pills were in the news today with the Pfizer approval.
Biden, 79, spoke to ABC's David Muir, defending his administration against criticism of its handling of the pandemic and readiness for the rapidly spreading Omicron variant. Merry Christmas. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene said she is working to see the U.S. restored to its Christian principles in a Christmas video message shared on Friday.
In these challenging and troubling times, we would do well to remember the words of the great Christmas carol, "Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King." I believe with all my heart, if our lives and laws reflect the teachings of the King of Kings, the more peace, prosperity, and freedom we will enjoy.
The religious Republican Congresswoman began by wishing a joyous and glorious Christmas season to Americans in her Georgia district and across the nation. On Friday, the New York Police Department was forced to step in and restore order after a crowd of hysterical civilians stormed a city-sponsored truck in Brooklyn as health officials passed out free COVID-19 test kits. But things quickly spiraled out of control. Happy holidays from USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
A Wheel of Fortune loser wins a car anyway.
Fans of the TV show Wheel of Fortune are red-hot mad after a contestant on last Tuesday's show lost due to a technicality.
The right... word!
You know, this one's tough because you said all the right words, including the word word, but as you know, it's got to be more or less continuous. We can't give you the prize, and it was the Audi.
Oh, man.
Fans said it wasn't fair because she got the correct wording before the timer ran out. So many people cried out online that it caught the attention of the car company Audi. They tracked Charlene down on Twitter and tweeted, "You're a winner in our eyes, Charlene. Let's give her a prize. Time to give you that Q3. Audi stepped up just in time for Christmas to give her the car anyway. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A New York judge has ordered the New York Times to return confidential legal memos it obtained between investigative journalism organization Project Veritas and the group's lawyer. The outlet then published the documents online. Project Veritas sued the paper and accused it of having obtained the privileged materials without authorization. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards, wishing you a Merry Christmas.